Their tenets is to keep the lowest still away. I think it's to keep us contained. Look outside.
Where?
That track leads all the way up to Manchester in that direction and all the way down to London in that direction. The trains come past here all the time. They keep us contained in case we escape.
I'm Alex Baudry and I'm producing Punk Rock. It's a play by Simon Stevens. It premiered at the Lyric Harrismith in London, and it basically is about a group of teenagers and the trials and tribulations of teenage life. Loves, you know, competition, how they get on, the morality of being that kind of age. And Simon Stevens writes really wonderfully, sort of personal and doable for the sort of for the actors. It's a great kind of play to do and get into, but that is essentially what the play is about, and there's obviously lots of twists and turns, but not to give too much away.
Hi, I'm Stevie, I'm playing Chadwick.
I'm Sarah, I'm playing Lily.
Chadwick is a maths and physics nerd. He is bullied constantly throughout by a character called Bennett.
Lily is the new girl at school. She's come from Cambridge, and she's a bit edgy and cool. And yeah, she's a bit of a catalyst for things happening in the play.
Was Cambridge the best?
Okay.
Were the people there unthinkably intelligent?
No, they were really horrible pigs.
Do they have enormous foreheads and big bulging brains?
No, they were really rich and stupid.
I want to go to Cambridge.
Do you?
That or Oxford. It's my life's ambition.
I'm Emma and I'm playing Sissy.
Hi, I'm Ollie and I'm playing Bennett.
Sissy and Bennett are boyfriend and girlfriend.
That's cool. Grey.
We're like the golden couple of the school.
Popular kids.
Yeah, they're popular, but she's very intelligent, but not hasn't really got a lot of common sense.
They're not the nicest.
Not the nicest of people, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things. Obviously, now we're at university, but you watch it and you look back and you can see relate every single character to somebody that you have met at high school.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always see them walking around holding hands, just giving everybody evils.
Cool kids in the common room.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, definitely my character. Yeah, I've got
it
a
was
number
me.
Of basically. Yeah, it was me.
Or even parts of you. There's definitely a part of you in each of the characters. And all the sort of things that they come across, the sort of things they have to deal with in day-to-day life, how, you know, the A-level mock exam feels like the biggest thing in the world when you're in year 12, but then when it comes to it, really, you know, it doesn't mean anything. You can kind of like relate to all aspects of what happens during the play. I think Stevens has hit on that really well.
Who are you? Bennett, this is Lily Carhill.
Is it?
She's new, are you? This morning.
Is she?
Do we hear about you?
I've no idea.
There was a letter.
I bet there was. There's always a letter. I'm Bennett.
Hello.
Carhill is a good name.
Is it?
Irish, from County Galway. It's ancient.
Right,
I'm Sissy.
Hello.
Sissy's Bennett's girlfriend.
Great.
You're not from around here, are you?
She's from Cambridge.
I can tell. From your accent.
She's shatteringly astute like that.
Yeah, you have to get up really early in the morning to catch her out.
Well, the staging is very different from what's ever been seen before. Our designers have done an absolutely incredible job of completely making it unique to our, you know, TFTV and our production. It's definitely not something anyone at the university will have seen before. You know, we do some great stuff over at the Drama Barn, etc., but this is a 100-seater black box theatre with top lighting, sound equipment, and we've been working on this solid for 9 weeks, so it's really going to be a tip-top piece, hopefully.
I did a lecture with the first years the other day, and it was really interesting to hear their thoughts, because it's like it's so recent for them, and it's not quite as recent for us. But yeah, I think it definitely relates to students. I think that these sort of relationships exist in any situation, not just school. So yeah, I think it's a really interesting watch.
And I think the pressures that you face, even with kind of exams that we have now, and assessments and stuff, that kind of pressure you might be getting from home or from kind of an institution, everyone kind of wanting to do their best, everyone wants first, you know, that kind of thing. Like, yeah, I think there's those themes that still kind of run within school, carry on to university, don't they?
I've given up on getting a first.
Yeah, me too.
Dealing with other people and the pressures that people put on students is really evident in the especially like getting the grades that you need to get into university and things like that. So
I mean, I hate the phrase teenage angst, but it kind of relates.
Yeah.
You know, it's dealing with all of that, I guess.
How long are you here for?
I don't know, until the exams, I think.
Brilliant.
What are you taking?
Geography, history, French, English.
Four A. She's incredibly bad.
And general studies.
Yeah, everybody takes general studies. Nobody goes, ever.
People should come and see Punk Rock because it really is a top quality piece of theatre. As I say, we've been working on it for 9 weeks solid, and I really want everyone to see how well us TFTV students can really do.
We've all been there. It's one of those plays where you don't go and watch it and go, oh, that's what my life might be like in 10 years' time. We've all been there. We've all dealt with the situations that happened at school, and it's one of those things that you can go, oh yeah, that was like my school life, or I can relate to him. Or...
I mean, Simon Stevens says that the play is like History Boys on crack. Yeah. So yeah, no, it's a really exciting production to be a part of.
I think it's going to be a really exciting watch, and it's something probably a bit different to maybe things that people have seen in the barn. It's on a slightly different scale. It's got some good twists, and it's it should be exciting.
Yeah. Also, I think it's important because it's Simon Stevens, who is obviously at York, and he's just a brilliant writer. And go see Motortown as well, because I'm sure that'll be equally stunning.
Okay, so it's on week 9. It's on Wednesday, Friday at 7:30, and then Saturday at 2:30 p.m. And they can get tickets online through the Facebook event on the online store. They can get tickets 12 to 2 on Vanbrugh stores Monday to Friday, and in the TFTV foyer 12 to 2 Monday to Friday as well.
People don't like books anymore. I do. There's a second edition of Walter Scott's Waverley from 1817 on the higher stack. You need permission to see it, sir.
I can sort that out for you if you'd like me to.